Three fatalities are reported in a foggy takeoff gone wrong. Gamma pushes for government policies that boost the industry. And a new BizJet market study shows slow and steady growth ahead. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, February 18th, 2010. An executive of Tesla Motors and two of the company's engineers are reported dead after a Cessna 310 struck a high-tension transmission pole shortly after takeoff from Palo Alto Airport in California just before 8 o'clock yesterday morning. Weather was described by locals as pea soupy, and all three Bay Area airports reported they were below IFR minima. Local officials say it appears a wing was sheared off in the collision with the tower, and that wing landed on a home daycare center. The rest of the wreckage came down on a street where it set fire to cars, lawns, and at least one home. There were no reports of any injuries on the ground. In a brief statement on the company website, Tesla CEO Elon Musk said, "The accident was a tragic day for the small, tightly knit company. In a dark irony, the crash caused a widespread power blackout. Expect aeronautical decision-making to be put under a very bright light. The locals are already getting network FaceTime talking about the dangers of GA. The identities of the victims had not been released as of early this morning. Get details as they unfold at aero-news.net. GAMA, the General Aviation Manufacturers Association, held its annual industry review and market outlook briefing on Tuesday and seized the occasion to call attention to policies it says will be instrumental in ensuring a robust recovery of the general aviation manufacturing industry. President Pete Bunce expressed GAMA's continuing support for next-gen ATC in the U.S. and Europe's Single Sky Initiative. Quote, "The FAA made important progress in the implementation of next-gen in 2009, with initial deployment of the ground infrastructure and the publication of TSOs for ADS-B. We see a public-private partnership to incentivize equipage as fundamental to achieving next-gen safety, capacity, and environmental benefits at an earlier date," unquote. Noting the economic implications, he added, quote, "The right policies will have a profound impact on the success of thousands of companies and communities that rely on general aviation through the more than 1 million jobs that our industry supports," unquote. This won't come as any big shock, given the year-long barrage of ugly headlines we've just been through. At its briefing on Tuesday, GAMA also announced that 2009 worldwide shipments and billings of general aviation airplanes were down in all categories. Industry billings dropped 21% to $19.5 billion from the record of almost $25 billion set in 2008, but were still the third best year on record. Nevertheless, manufacturers had to take hard steps to deal with plummeting deliveries. There were also hints we may be past the bottom of the slump. Find the breakdowns of 2009 GA shipments by category in the text version of this story, dated February 17th, at aero-news.net. A new 10-year forecast from aviation market consultant Brian Foley predicts a modest rise in business jet deliveries of a steady 2.7% per year through 2019. Foley says a respectable 8,900 business jets, worth a total of $170 billion, will be delivered through that period. He adds that in a major shift, 48% of them will go to non-North American markets, compared to a historical 30%. Foley's 10-year forecast of biz jet fuel consumption uses what he calls a unique empirical method that looks at aircraft populations, utilization rates, fleet modernization, and other factors. Quote, "This lets us forecast consumption rates and trends not just by year, but also broken down by cabin class and world region," unquote. According to Foley's data, 1.6 billion gallons of Jet A were used by business jets in 2009. That reflects the drop in flying hours because of the economy. He forecasts the annual average will hit 2.5 billion gallons in 2019. That would be a 57% increase. Up next on ANN, airline travel rebounded slightly in November. American Airlines resumes regular service to Haiti tomorrow. And a rocket racing demo comes to Tulsa. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for February 18th. I'm Paul Plack. The USDOT's Bureau of Transportation Statistics has released stats for airline travel in November and finds combined domestic and international passenger counts rose 1.6% from the previous November to 54.9 million. That's good news, but it's still 11.3% below November of 2007. The rise in demand, combined with cuts in airline capacity, boosted load factors to a November record of 78.9% across the industry. It hardly means things are back to normal, but American Airlines says it will resume regular scheduled airline service into Port-au-Prince, Haiti tomorrow. It'll be the first carrier to do so. Commercial service was interrupted January 12th by that 7.0 earthquake. American Senior VP Peter Dallara observes, quote, "These flights serve as major milestones toward helping the country rebuild. With commercial air service restored, we can better connect loved ones and provide consistent transportation to and from Haiti," unquote. Starting March 12th, American Eagle will begin new service into Haiti from its hub in San Juan, Puerto Rico. The UK's Equality and Human Rights Commission has warned the British government that it needs to take immediate action to bring its policy for body-scanning airline passengers within the law. Specifically, it's been announced that people will be selected on a random basis for the scans, but the policy has not been publicly endorsed by the Transport Secretary. The lack of transparency about how people will be chosen means that it would be impossible for passengers to challenge why they've been selected. A British Ministry of Transport spokesman says officials have, quote, "been absolutely clear that those passengers who are randomly selected for screening will not be chosen because of any personal characteristics," unquote. He adds the ministry has published an interim code of practice which addresses privacy concerns in relation to body scanners. Tulsa International Airport has an air show coming up on Saturday, April 24th, and it will provide the public with what lately has been a rare chance to see a demo by the Rocket Racing League. Jim Bridenstine, the executive director of the Tulsa Air and Space Museum and Planetarium, is also a Rocket Racing League team owner. Promos for the Quick Trip Air and Rocket Racing Show, named for the convenience store chain sponsoring the event, call it the unveiling of the future of racing. Bridenstine said at his Tuesday press conference, quote, "We will be hosting nationally acclaimed air show acts, including the Franklin Flying Circus and Yunkin Aerobatics, as well as giving our audience a true sneak peek at the future of air racing as the rocket racers take flight," unquote. Military displays are also among the plans. You can find out more at TulsaAirShow.com. Still ahead, Piaggio America names John Bingham CEO. Heli Expo opens tomorrow, but the news has already started. And a British police department is busted for using an unlicensed UAV. You're listening to Aero News.
You hear that sound? It's one of the all-time great inventions. Takes lids off cans just like that. But now, let's picture something even bigger. A tool that can take the lid off a whole airport. Actually, thousands of airports. It's a Garmin Wass GPS. Lets you make glide path approaches using runways that were once closed tight during IFR conditions. Hey, if you're gonna fly in the soup, you gotta have an opener. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, February 18th. I'm Paul Platt. John Bingham has been announced as the new president and CEO of Piaggio America Incorporated, the U.S. subsidiary of the Italian aircraft manufacturer. Bingham was recently an executive VP of Cirrus Design and managing director of Cirrus International. Further down his resume is a stint as VP at Rolls-Royce and Bentley Motor Cars Incorporated. Piaggio Aero Industries CEO Alberto Galassi says of his new hire, quote, "Piaggio Aero has a unique product requiring unique innovations, and our company will benefit from John's experience and strong marketing skills in both the important American and international markets," unquote. Former Piaggio America President and CEO Tom Appleton has retired, but will remain involved as a consultant. Expect lots of helicopter-related news over the next few days. Tomorrow marks the opening of Heli Expo 2010 in Houston, and the news releases are already rolling. Becker Avionics, which is working hard to increase its exposure and sales in the U.S. market, says it will be at the event with the latest communications, navigation, surveillance, and search and rescue equipment for airborne and ground applications. Among the highlighted products will be the company's new personal locator beacon, the MR510, the DVCS6100 digital audio and intercom system, recently TSO'd Mode S transponders in a couple different form factors, and the new AR6201 VHF comm transceiver with 8.33 kHz channel spacing and integrated Vox intercom for up to 4 passengers. You can get a head start perusing them all at BeckerUSA.com. Agusta Westland has a new deal to manufacture helicopters in India for the world market. The agreement, for a joint venture with Tata Sons, will result in an assembly line for the AW-119. The new company will be responsible for final assembly, completion, and delivery, while Agusta Westland will retain responsibility for worldwide marketing and sales. The first aircraft is scheduled to be delivered from the new facility in 2011, with production forecast to rise to 30 aircraft per year to meet worldwide demand. Collaboration on further projects is also being explored. And finally today, expect more stories like this as the world sorts out the integration of unmanned aircraft into our daily lives. England's Merseyside police started using a UAV back in November for surveillance, and its thermal camera recently enabled the bobbies to track two suspected car thieves through a stereotypical British fog, which made conventional visibility near zero. The men were arrested and booked. But the Brits have a new law on the books that requires the licensing of all UAVs and limits their use within 164 feet of people and within about 500 feet of buildings. There used to be an exemption for craft under 15 pounds, but no more. And so, the Merseyside police have been forced to ground their $63,000 force multiplier until the license arrives. In the meantime, the suspects made bail and are back out on the street. And if defense attorneys there are anything like they are in the U.S., what do you want to bet the illegal surveillance gets their arrest thrown out of court? That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, Roy Beiswinger of Powered Sport Aviation Magazine provides us some background on recent FAA policies, which are putting ultralight and gyroplane instructors out of business. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.